In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdo. Wednesday, 8 February. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. So we are going to go with the 3 in the morning story first. A report in the Huffington Post today sourced, I am obliged to note here for the record, to anonymous leaks that says President Trump had called his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, to ask whether a strong dollar or a weak dollar is good for the American economy. Again, forget the circumstances and the leak and the partisan sniping that this story will engender, and focus on the question, because really, it's a good one, especially for a president whose economic agenda is so closely tied to international trade and how the dollar is valued. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us going.
There's something about hearing strong dollar that sort of makes you want to strut around with your head held high. Linda Tizar says it sounds great, but it's not that simple. She teaches economics at the University of Michigan.
The word strong dollar sounds like it should be an easy thing to define, but strong is good for some and not good for others.
If you run a business in the U.S. and import parts from overseas, a strong dollar means you can buy more parts for less money. But if you're an exporter making stuff here and selling it overseas, a strong dollar's bad news. It means your stuff is more expensive and you're going to have more competition. And many American businesses are caught in the middle.
Firms can be on both sides of the equation, both an importer and an exporter, so have a very ambiguous position with respect to the dollar.
President Trump said last month that the strong dollar was, quote, killing us. Barry Bosworth, an economist at the Brookings Institution, says from the president's perspective, it is.
If he really is centered on the idea of job creation, he does not want a strong dollar. If you're a worker, this is bad news. The products that you make are being increased in price in world markets. You're going to face intense competition, and the risk of job loss is quite significant.
But there's not much the president can do to weaken our currency. Meg Lunsager is a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center.
It's hard to have a lasting impact by just trying to talk down the currency when you have all these market forces driving it the other way.
Those forces include a high demand for the dollar, simply because it's seen as the safest bet out there. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.